Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Good afternoon. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. I'm Stoney in for Mr. Valenti. We got Kenny Cott, the Hatchet Man, David Hull. Rico, I know you're a lot more professional than I am, but I got to tell you something. Because I'm more of a fan of this team than you are. I am pissed. And I'm not pissed that they lost in six games per se. I'm pissed that they lost in six games the way it went down. And in particular, what happened last night was, I hate to use the C word, they choked. They choked out of the get-go when they showed no energy early. They had a nice, amazing comeback to like make it reasonable at the end of the half. And then they came out in the third quarter. I don't know what J.P. Bickerstaff said to them at halftime. That didn't work because the Knicks built up a big lead. But they went on that 20-2 run and were up 7 points with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left to play. In game six, it appeared that they were going to force a game seven in Madison Square Garden. They choked. Not only did many of the players choke, the coaches choked too. And that doesn't take anything away from the amazing job that Jalen Brunson did down the stretch like he always does. And he didn't have to get hurt in the fourth quarter to come back to do it either.
No. Stoney, here's the thing. It's upsetting, but I guess I'm not as upset because I didn't expect them to win this series.
You know that.
But this is... There's only a handful of times in sports where, and it sounds bad, I'm okay with the moral victory. When you win 14 games the previous year and you make this dramatic of an improvement, what I'm hoping that they did was learn from this. This will be the only time this will be acceptable. This will be the only time that I'm not going to be like you and blow a gasket, okay? Because you had, of all the games that you played, you had all six of them at one point.
Yes.
You could have won this thing in four. You could have swept them. You played well enough. But throughout each game, game one, they go on a 21-0 run. You have to learn how to play a full 48. You have to learn how to play together and not turn the ball over. I thought it was fitting that their final play this season was a turnover.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just like, you know what? That right there was a microcosm of this entire series where the game was on the line. Game four, Cade misses the shot. You know who didn't miss the shot last night? Brunson.
Yeah.
Nails the three.
It was a great play.
So I'm not as upset as you because I look at whether this is the only year that I'll be this way. Mm-hmm. From here on out, Trajan Langdon has to make improvements. That team that we saw last night can't be the same team that you run it back with.
No.
You've got to make some changes.
No, it's so obvious they need what they need. They need a stretch four, if you want to call him, a big guy who can actually shoot from further away than Jalen Duren can. And that's no, you know, Jalen Duren played very well in this series for the most part. But he's limited. If you're going to take that next step, you need that other player. And who that's going to be, who the hell knows. But they have to address it. But when you look back, the reason I'm really upset with Bickerstaff, and first let me say, he deserves Coach of the Year. He's done a fabulous, fabulous job in turning this thing around. He really has. He's been a great coach. But in these playoffs, and, you know, Evan and I do the Restore the Floor podcast, and during the season, we talked about even that, you know, people have told me that he, you know, he bitches more than any other coach in the league, and I was worried. We had assistant vice president of basketball ops, Michael Blackstone, on the pod, and we said, you know, we were talking about JB, and I was kidding around. I said, you got to say something to him because I don't want technical foul to, like, cost you a playoff game. Now, it's only 1 point, but he got another stupid technical in the first half of the game yesterday. That point, like, they lost by 3, but the game could have, I don't know. But the strategy.
Well, I mean, Sonny, if you think about it, that point, you don't have to shoot a 3. Kay could have drove to the basket and got an and one.
You're right. What bothers me the most about the coaching last night was two things. Number one and foremost, you're up by five, 110-105. And he takes Ausar Thompson out of the game. Ausar Thompson was playing terrific defense on Brunson in the fourth quarter. In fact, in that fourth quarter, when he was the prime defender of Brunson, Brunson went like 1 for 5 or 1 for 6, the one being the game-winning shot. But he pulled him out, and I don't know. Look, we know he's had health things. Maybe he was fatigued. I don't know. From what I've understood, I did some investigating last night at the game. It had nothing to do with any health deal. But it just makes no sense to me that you sub him with 3:52 left in the game. He's a young guy. He didn't play a huge amount of minutes either. You're up 5. You sub him out. And then you actually go up another 2 points when Hardaway made the shot. And then from then, when you're up 7 with 2:35 left, Brunson driving floater with the bat with the and one after the challenge failed, which I had no problem with them challenging that one because it was late enough in the game to take a chance. So now they're up 4. Then Brunson, after another miss alley oop by Duren, Brunson scores again, makes it 112-110. Then he puts him back in. He puts him, so he sat for 2.5 minutes. And in those 2.5 minutes, Brunson scored 5 points. Whether he would have or wouldn't have, I don't know. But you can't, that made no sense to me. And then on the final play, I know Brunson's really smart. He knows that they're going to shade him left. So he kind of knew that's what he's going to do was, you know, and go back to his right. And he made a great move. Great move.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know. To me, wouldn't you like do what the Knicks did to Cade Cunningham? in that situation. You don't let Brunson get the ball. You double him, make it so much difficult. And if you know what, if he's gonna pass the ball to a wide open Deuce McBride, I'll take my chances. If Deuce McBride's gonna hit a three to win the game, I'll live with that.
I mean, Brunson's shot has shades of Byron Russell.
Oh, Jordan, yes.
Where he just kind of shoved him to the side.
Yeah. Not as physical, but yes.
So I was like,
it was great.
All right. He just went sliding like, wow. Yeah. Okay. Open three. And
double
he just nailed it.
Double him. You don't want him to be, you don't want your bet that their best player to beat you. That bothered me. And, but, because Asar Thompson, I mean, he's going to live with this. He's a young player, but he played terrific defense on him most of the game.
But see, I think that they probably took him out of the game, Stoney, to get a little more offense to score more points because
I know that's why they
because I don't have if I'm Tibbs, I'm not guarding him. I'm going to leave him wide open, and if he hits a three or if he hits a basket, you live with that. But I think if you're the Pistons, you're like, "Okay, it backfired on you. We have to continue scoring because, you know, they're not dead yet and they weren't.
No.
They found a way. The 11-1 run, it shocked me. I was like, they really went on an 11-1 run to end the game.
Yeah.
Because it looked as if the crowd was into it. The game was over. And, yeah, we're going to game 7 Saturday night in New York. And, okay, well, Brunson gets the and one. Ah, you'll still find it. Okay, you missed that. And they and then he hits the three. I mean.
And then when he missed the shot, Bridges came out of nowhere with a great tip in to tie the game.
And if you took it, even if you took it to overtime, you know, Cat was already out of the game.
Which actually, in a weird way, helped them because if Cat was on the floor when Cade was driving, he wouldn't have defended him as good as Mitchell Robinson did. Yeah. They actually benefited in a weird way by having Karl Anthony Towns out of the game at that time. It's just upsetting. If they would have got like blown out last night, I wouldn't have been as upset. But when you're up 7 with under 3 minutes to play, you expect to win the game at home.
You lost all the games at home.
And by the way, speaking of home, the last 5, if I'm doing my math correctly, it'll be the last 6, yes. No, the last 5. The last 5 home playoff games in this town were 0-5. The 3 against Pistons, the Lions, and the last Tiger game that they lost to Cleveland. At home, they lost. That sent it to game 5 in Cleveland.
So it's your fault, Detroit. 248-539-9797.
The crowd was great. I'm not blaming the crowd, but it's kind of weird. We talk about
you blaming the crowd. You blaming Detroit or Stoney?
No, I'm just blaming the whole home field advantage. Didn't work. The last
crowd
calendar
did everything.
Year.
Crowd did everything
yes,
in all
did.
Of those games. It, you know what? The players came up short, and it's why I will only I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get upset because you won 14 games. You took a major step forward. You were very competitive in this. And Stoney, maybe it's like with the other Pistons teams, you had to go through the fire.
Hopefully, that's right. Hopefully, you're correct.
You had to go through the fire to realize, you know, this is what playoff basketball is about. Because you could talk about it all you want. Because I remember before the series, like, oh, well, you know, they beat the Knicks three out of four times. Like, it's regular season. It's not the same.
Yes, we did the show. We tried to educate people.
And now I think the Pistons and the fans realize it is a difference. You got a good team. You're a player away from being a great team.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We'll take your phone calls, your texts. Don't forget Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. 97 won the ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.